2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Welcome, everyone, to the Traveling Pulpit Podcast. I am Vernon Sheridan, the man with the unscripted voice, and I want to thank you for joining me on today. Well, you know, Traveling Pulpit family, it's a faithful saying that today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all be glad and rejoice in it. Someone in the great city of Nineveh heard this scripture. They heard that when you humble yourself by being called by the name of God and seeking his face and turning from your wicked ways, that the Lord will forgive your sin and heal your land. Clearly, somebody had to hear that. But wait, Nineveh was a wicked city, so no, they didn't hear it. But we hear it. We have the scripture. We know what the scripture says, yet we are not fulfilling the scripture as it is telling us to do. We are still in a day and time where we're running headlong into the pit that's bottomless. But there is hope. Jonah, the called one of God, whom we're taking our time going through this entire book of Jonah. Is only 4 chapters, so we're taking our time going through it. Jonah is the called of God, who has been given a special mission to go and speak out against those who are in the great city of Nineveh. Now, if you've been tracking with us the entire time that we've been in the book of Jonah since the beginning of the year, which we're just taking our time, we're just looking at the qualities of God using Jonah to do what he called Jonah to do. And we know what Jonah did. Jonah didn't want to go to the city. He went down to Joppa, boarded a ship going to Tarshish. The Lord would not be outdone, because when the Lord calls, he expects you to do as he has asked you to do. This is the reason why he called you, so that you could be an ambassador for him in a world like ours, who needs people to stand up for the word of God. He has called you to be that ambassador for him, and the world still needs them. But Jonah had other plans in mind. Jonah was going to get on this ship. He was going to go away from the Lord. He was not going to go to Nineveh. He was not going to tell the people the life-changing, life-sustaining message of repentance. He wasn't going to do it. He was determined he wasn't going to do it. And so God, in all his wisdom, decided to challenge Jonah. He is going to challenge Jonah to see if Jonah is who he says he is, just like the Lord will challenge us. Did his son not say, in this world we'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for he's overcome the world? That's our challenge, the tribulation, to find out, are we who we say we are? Well, Jonah is on the boat, and the boat is in the midst of a dangerous, life-ending storm. And the men on the boat who follow religion, meaning they have no relationship, so they are bound by the rules and the boundaries of religion. They are slaves to a man-made order. Jonah is asleep. So these men, they pray to their God, whom they do not know and have no relationship with, but yet and still they believe in their God. It's all fine and good to them. But when they see Jonah is asleep, because everyone is praying to their God, they ask Jonah to get up and pray to his. But they want to know, because their curiosity. Now, they're in a life-ending storm on the sea. The boat could come apart at any minute, and they want to know, how is it that you can sleep in the midst of all this confusion that's going on right now? Jonah replied that he is a servant of the Most High God because he is a Hebrew and he believes in the living God. Well, traveling pulpit family, that threw the men for a loop because they could care less who Jonah was. They just wanted Jonah to call on their God because they wanted the storm to cease. They wanted some help. They needed something that was raging out of their control to get under control. So they asked Jonah to pray to whomever it is. They don't care who it is. Just pray. There's going to be an answer found somewhere from the men's perspective. And so Jonah prayed to the living God. And guess what happened? The sea ceased and the waves stopped. It didn't stop immediately. There had to be something that had to happen for these things to happen. Jonah told them. Here's where the calling gets interested, because when you're called, you receive special equipment from the Lord. One of those things is you get the ability to understand what it is the Lord wants you to do. This is why Jonah ran. So Jonah understood that in order for the sea to stop, because he was responsible for why the sea was doing the things that it was doing, he told the men, throw me overboard. Throw me overboard and the sea will stop raging. Well, like everyone in the world who wants to help in a time of trouble, the men did not listen to Jonah. Instead, they tried to carry the weight by throwing objects and personal items off of the boat. That only made the Lord even angrier. And the sea raged even more forcefully. Jonah reiterated, throw me overboard and the sea will stop. Well, Jonah had already told him who he was and who he served. So when the men threw Jonah overboard and the sea ceased to rage out of control like it once did, guess what the men did? The men became followers of the living God. See, the reason why God has called you for a certain purpose is not just the one thing that he's called you for. Jonah had focused on the one thing that he was not going to do, not the people that he was going to affect along the way. When God calls you to something, traveling pulpit family, he's calling you to something that benefits more than just the one that you've been called to do or one thing that you've been called to do. You don't know this, but you've been called to do many things, many great things. This is the reason why he's called you, so that you too can do something great for his name in this world. You know, we hear stories about Noah being 500 years old, God called him. We hear about Joseph being sold into slavery after so many years, God called him. Jacob became Israel after wrestling with the angel and had his hip thrown out of socket, was 130 years old when he saw his son again after his son was sold into slavery and his brothers lied and said that he was killed by a wild animal. God used him. Moses was 80 years old in the desert working for his father-in-law when God called him. See, it does not matter how old you are when God calls you. It's when he calls you that your purpose is fulfilled and you will do what he has prepared you to do. And so many people have decided not to do that, and it did not end well for them. Because the Lord is going to get his praise one way or the other. He's going to get his glory one way or the other, because this is his world. And he created us for him, for himself. We are his joy. And he should be our joy. But we don't live in that type of world. This is why Jonah was called to go and call out against the great city of Nineveh because of their wickedness. Now, in 2 Corinthians 7 and 14, the Bible clearly tells us if we are called by his name, and we are, we ought to turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, which some of us will not. But I believe that there are more who will do it in this world than there are that won't. I believe that there are some listening right now who are willing to do what the Lord has called them to do. And there are some who are listening to this message right now who will not. But here's the thing. The Lord is going to be praised no matter what. So Jonah now goes over into Nineveh. In chapter 3 and in verse 6, the Word, meaning God, he is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. John 1 tells us that. So the Word reached the king of Nineveh. And the king of Nineveh arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself in sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Why did he do that? Because all he needed to do was hear the word in order to believe the word. He heard the word because the word reached him. Jonah had gone throughout the town telling the people, in 40 days, Nineveh will be overthrown because the Lord will overthrow it because he's tired of the way the people of Nineveh are acting. He's tired of their wickedness and he's fed up with it. So the word reached the king of Nineveh. You know something, Traveling Pulpit family, when the Lord has a purpose for your life, no one will stop you. No one will prevent you from going to where the word needs to be. No one will close a door in your face and no one will open a door for you to walk through. It will all be God ordained and he will do the door closing and the door opening. But the king, the word reached the king of Nineveh. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and 14, how will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And remember, Nineveh is a wicked city. They don't know anything about the Lord, nor do they care to know anything about the Lord. But when the word reached the king, Romans 10:14 says, and how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? Jonah was the preacher chosen by God to go to Nineveh and preach to the king. Yes, the word went to the people, but it was the king who made the change. Jonah went to the highest level of the government, and he spoke to the king the Lord's words. And guess what? How are they to preach unless they are sent? Jonah was sent. He was sent to preach the word to the king, the highest level of government in the city of Nineveh. And guess what happened? He removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes, and he issued a proclamation, which means the king of Nineveh changed the law in Nineveh. He said, by the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock taste anything. They all went on a fast. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and let them call out mightily to God. That was a law that the king had given to every citizen in Nineveh. You know why he did that? Because the king is the lawmaker in this city. And if Jonah would have just gone to the people to tell them in 40 days Nineveh would be destroyed. Guess what? Nineveh will be destroyed because the people would not hear Jonah. But because the word reached the king had the people's ears, and the king was able to persuade the people in his kingdom to turn from their wicked ways. Not only that, he told them to do not eat or drink anything, but that every man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let every man call mightily out to God. That is what the Lord is going to do for you when you accept the calling to do exactly what he's asked you to do. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. You've heard me say in 2024, I believe this is the year of blessing. This is the year of truth. This is the year of exposure. If you want to start a business, I believe the Lord is calling you to start a business. If you want to get a promotion on your job, I believe the Lord is giving you the strength to tell whoever is in charge that you want a promotion on your job. I believe if you are going to complete your education, I believe this is the year you need to complete your education. If you want to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, I believe he is calling you to do just that. For whatever reason the Lord has a purpose to use you, I believe 2024 is the year the Lord is using you. Not that he didn't use you before, but I want you to understand, I want you to recognize that he wants you to use you in this year. I want you to know that he has a plan for your life. That all the things that you've been struggling mightily with, fumbling, not able to get in, you know, how you want it to go. I just believe that the Lord has a plan for his people. For those who call his name. For those who humble themselves, for those who seek his face, for those who have a relationship with him. I believe that the Lord is going to do something special in this year. I believe it. I honestly believe it. I believe that more people in this year are going to come to Christ because more of us have accepted the calling to go out and tell someone about the goodness of the Lord. I believe that more people are going to accept Christ this year than they have in recent years. I believe that there has been a fall off somewhere, you know, where people have walked away from the faith. People have decided not to follow Christ anymore. I believe people are coming back to Christ. And we need people who are called by God, not looking for a payday, not looking for recognition, but those servants who are called by God, who is not afraid to be bold enough to tell someone about who they believe in and the faith that they have. Peter tells us to always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who ask us about the faith that we have. Always be prepared to give a defense for the faith that we have. But Jonah has told the king, and the king has received it. And the king said, every man and beast, herd and flock shall taste nothing. Every shepherd shall dry out every water bin, shall cover up all the food supply, so that for however long the king's decree was for them to call on the Lord's name mightily, however long that was, this is how long these men were to not eat, not drink, nor their beasts, nor their herds, nor their flocks. The king has decreed this. The Bible tells us in verse number 8 of chapter 3, let man be covered with sackcloth, the king said. Let everyone turn from evil, away from violence, and put down their weapons. Because Nineveh is a wicked city. Wicked cities like Baltimore, wicked cities like Memphis, wicked cities like St. Louis, wicked cities like New Orleans and California, wicked cities. They were doing whatever came to their minds. And in today, it's all over the world now. Whatever comes into a person's mind is what they're doing. We live in a wicked world. And God is sending out messengers, just like Jonah, to tell the people that the Lord is displeased with how they're acting. Eventually, just like with Jonah, eventually the word is going to reach the highest level of government's ear. And the government is going to make the change that the people listen to. Because, the people listen to the government like you wouldn't believe. It's been that way since Saul, because the people didn't want Samuel. The people wanted a king like every other nation. They didn't want the Lord to be their king. They didn't want the Lord to be their judge. That is why Samuel took offense to the people not wanting him to judge them any longer, because this is what the people wanted. Ever since that day, it has been going on to this day. But the Lord is still in charge. The Lord is still in charge. And the word is going to reach the highest levels of government throughout the entire world. Well, Jonah sent out the message. The king received it. The people abided by it. And guess what God did? Down in verse 10, it says, when God saw what they did, he turned from their evil way. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them, and he did it not do it. Right there. When the Lord decided that he wasn't going to destroy Nineveh because of what he saw them do, he changed his mind. The Lord can change his mind, and he has every right to change his mind. Why? Because he's the Lord. He can do whatever it is that he wants to do, because we did not create this world. We did not create ourselves, nor do we have any control in this world. We don't. It's his world. He says that a cattle on a thousand hill is his. And if he were hungry, he wouldn't ask us, because we can't feed him, but he can feed us. The Lord relented because the people repented. I didn't mean to make that rhyme. I'm sorry. That's just how it came out. But 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Traveling Pulpit family, clearly someone has heard this message today. Is it you? Someone has heard this message. Thank you, Traveling Pulpit family, for the opportunity to come and just share this message with you. I hope that this series is doing you well. I hope that this brand new year, 2024, is off to a good start. If it's not, trust and believe. The marathon is not credited to the beginners. It's credited to the ones who finish. It doesn't matter who finishes first. The joy is in finishing. So if this year is not going off to a good start for you, or if it's not going off to a start that you expected it, that it would go off to, just stay in the race. Do not give up. Do not fold, and do not surrender. If you surrender, surrender to the Lord. But do not give up. Keep going. Because as you go, the Lord will equip you with the things that you need. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That's it for me, Traveling Pulpit family. I want to end with the Lord's Prayer and get on out of here. I hope that you have a wonderful week. I hope that, again, these messages are serving you well. And I hope that you are able to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord, because only you can make the change in your life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior before you go out and tell somebody else about how Jesus has changed your life. So give him the opportunity to change your life, and then go tell someone how he changed your life. And if necessary, use words. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. God bless you, Traveling Pulpit family. I love you. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.